Hey, what's up? This is Tony Love Speaks. I haven't been on here for a while. Just this past Sunday, I just came back from up north. I was visiting family and having a family reunion up north in Michigan, in Ballin, Michigan, and Idyllwild, Michigan. It was so much fun. We partied every day. And it was just it was peaceful. I loved it. We went to the lake, walked to the White House. It was in nature, pretty much. I love being near nature and going to the lake and things like that. My only concern is up there, they do have bears, and a couple of family members have reported seeing bears on their property. So that was my only thing, but I didn't see any. Other than that, I ate good every day with family. And it was interesting to see, like, how certain families I haven't seen in a while, how they're living now. Like, I have one cousin who's, like, raising chickens and everything. And her house is just so amazing. And her garden and things like that. Her husband, her whole family is just amazing. And she's vegan and everything. So it was just amazing just to see how people have progressed and changed into the people they are today. And to say that they're my family is awesome. But yeah, I had a lot of fun with my family. I look forward to going next year again, and hopefully I'll be bringing a friend with me. It's going to be more fun than it was this year. Like, I had a blast this year. Anyhow, I wrote a status earlier today on Facebook. Pretty much I was talking about how people, you know, tend to, you know, trying to put others down all day or spread negativity all day. And I was pretty much telling people that who are, you know, just mad at the world and want to down other people and spread negativity all day to level up. And, you know, and I also said, like, when it's all said and done, you hurt yourself. Don't hurt yourself. What I mean by that is, if we believe that our words are powerful, and that what we release into the universe comes back to us. Okay, we both know, we all know that, you know, people do wrong things. You know, people may hurt your feelings. You may not agree with certain things people do, but at the end of the day, the way you respond is your responsibility. The way you respond to certain situations is your responsibility. It's something that I'm working on as a person. Nobody is perfect. All of us are going through our own process. But the whole thing is to always keep that in mind. You know, to always keep that in mind when you're sitting on social media or just anywhere and all you do is try to down people and talk negative all day. That's a choice. That's a decision. That's a decision after a while. Like, I understand everybody have their moments every now and then, but really, like, the things you speak, you attract into your own life. You're putting out that negative energy, and you're wondering, like, hey, why do these things keep happening to me? Why do I keep going through these different situations? Why do people keep treating me this way? And all these different things, you know, and all these different things, and it's because that's what you put out into the universe. That's what you spoke into existence. Our words are powerful. The Bible says that the tongue has the power of life and death. So if you're spitting out negativity every day, all day, you're just spitting out dead situations, dead people. People that's not going to be nurturing to your soul and spirit. That's not going to cause you to grow mentally and spiritually, emotionally on different levels. Even, you know, just no, they're just toxic relationships. Because that's what you're spitting out into the universe, is toxic words. You're not speaking life over your life. You're not speaking life over other people's lives. So, of course, that's all you're going to attract. And also, the things that you speak about others is also a reflection of your own self, or how you see yourself. So if you're sitting there talking about how other people look, then you must not be happy about how you look. Because that's all you do, is talk about other people. So, really, at the end of the day, what you say after it's all said and done, you hurt yourself. Excuse me. You end up only hurting you. Because the things you speak out, you bring back into your, and you the things you spit out into the universe, it comes back. The Bible says you reap what you sow. What goes around comes around. Karma. All of that is kind of like the same concept in a way. What you put out, you get back. You know, and everything. You put out love, you get love. You put out positivity, you get positivity. And it's not to say that nobody's ever going to be negative, even if you're trying to be, you know, positive all the time, but the universe will work it out, trust me. The universe will work it out. So, in the end, and then, also, if we're all connected as people, with all living things on this planet, everything is all connected. We're God connected. We're just connected to everything around us. And me being a sister, and you being, you know, a brother or a sister, to sit there and talk about your own people, I mean, that is also within, in a way, it's to hurt yourself, because we are one and the same, and one accord, and one body together as a people. You know? And I promise you, like, if you're going through something in life, sitting there being negative about it, talking about other people, is not going to solve the problem. It's not going to help you feel better. It's just going to make it worse. So it's really a waste of time to sit there and be negative, you know, all day. But really, yeah, you end up hurting yourself in the end. And I think that's important that we keep it in mind, that we have to be careful with the way we respond to certain situations, or how we deal with the challenges that comes with life. You know, I know it's not easy. Out here, trust me, I know. But I've been through a lot. People who know me know that. And I've talked about some of those situations on my podcast. So, I understand. But I also understand that it's a waste of time to sit there and just be trying to down people and everything. I don't even feel right. That's not who I am as a person anyway. Because I don't even feel right to sit there like, oh, well, you know, talking about people. Oh, she thinks she all that. She got this. I just never could even go to that way of thinking. I just don't feel right even doing it. It's like, it's just not in my blood. It's not in my DNA to just be like that. Like, of course, I came across certain people I probably wasn't too fond of. I didn't really like that, but they gave me a reason to feel that way. But even if I didn't like them, I didn't sit there and just like talk about them. It was just like, okay, well, that's not somebody I'm going to be kicking it with. You know, we don't get along. I don't really like how, you know, how she operate or how he operate or something like that. So it wasn't, I'm not just going to sit there and just down that person all day. Ever. It's just not in my blood to just do that. Like, sit there and just talk about people all day. Just trying to down people all day. Not my thing at all. So, yeah, what you put onto the universe, you attract into your life. If you want life to get better and you're going through something right now, the worst thing you can do is to put that out, more negativity out into the universe. So all you're going to do is to attract that back into your life. You have to put in the work, put in the mental work, put in the spiritual work. Put in the emotional work to overcome these different situations that we face in life, or to achieve certain goals. You have to keep a positive mindset. You know, I understand everybody had their moments where they might be down and out, or sad or mad or emotional or depressed and going through different things. But the only way you can beat depression is to do the opposite. Those are the voices in your head that tell you, hey, you're nobody. You know, the voice that say, hey, you're a nobody. Nobody loves you. You need to tell that voice to shut up and say, yes, I am somebody. And a lot of people love me. The thing is not to believe the lie. Your self-talk, also your self-talk is very important. You're always listening. When you say, you know, the thoughts that you have about yourself. How do you feel about yourself? Yeah, we all made mistakes. We all may not made, you know, all the right choices in life, but we can't sit there and beat ourselves up about it all day, every day. It's not going to get better if you sit there and just beat yourself up about the bad choices that you made. All we can do is you have to forgive yourself. Forgive yourself. Look, self, I forgive you for making the wrong choices. And in those situations, take the time out and to see what lesson can you learn from those bad choices so you don't make them again. And you apply that to help you grow as a person and you try to think positive and move forward. You know, take some time out to be by yourself. Pray, meditate, fall in love with you, fall in love with the people that's in your life, you know, cherish and spend time with the people that really do love you and want to see you be great and do great. Don't surround yourself with a bunch of haters that you know that want to see you do bad. Like, why? That's not helping you grow as a person. Surround yourself with people who really care about you. Surround yourself with people who really care about you. And even if you're not around certain people that you feel like that's kind of toxic, that don't mean spend your days talking about those people. Let them live. Let them live. Because just like the same rules and laws apply to you, as far as the things you speak out into the universe, you only hurt yourself. If the same thing applies to the people who don't like you, that's haters. So let them talk. Let them talk and do whatever they want to do. They don't know you. They haven't spent time and really getting to know who you are or, you know, like who, you know, invest anything into you. All you know is the little time, you know, based on the little time that you probably spent the time with that person or just off of certain things you might have said on social media. But, you know, really, if a person really get to know you for real. And that's the thing, and you know, with society, a lot of people think that they know you because they spent a little time with you and had a few conversations with you. It takes years to really get to know a person, and people change over time, especially when a person is, you know, focused on growing as a person and investing, you know, things into themselves mentally and spiritually. You don't stay the same person forever. You know, of course, who you are at heart always remains, but you become a better version of yourself over time. I may not do the same things I did when I was 13, 14, 15 years old, or at 20 today. Like, I don't do the same things that I did then, because this is a process. This is a, you know, this is growth. Maturity. Like, you can't continue to do the same things you did in high school as an adult. So I'm not the same person I was when I was a teenager. And that goes even, the same thing applies now. You know, so we're always forever changing. And in any relationship, those two people should always be open to learning each other. Always be committed to learning each other and always getting to know each other, because people change, people grow and mature. People change their minds on different things. Maybe I don't have the same dreams that I had 5 years ago. I might want to do something else. You know, so, but yeah, a little time, a few days, and a few conversations
You really can't know a person off of that. Then you never know where that person was mentally at that time when you were talking to them. They probably was going through something and was totally just not doing things out of their character. Was doing things out of their character, and then you run off and, well, yeah, that person, this and that and everything, but really that wasn't them. It was just at that time, that's where they was mentally and spiritually at that time when you were dealing with that person. So you really don't know unless you really take the time out to spend time with that person. You can't speak on nobody and say you know that person for real like that if you ain't spent no real time with them for real. You know, so yeah, like even in that case, it's important to spend time with people and get to know them, just like it's just as important to take time and get to know yourself and spend time with yourself and spend time with God. But yeah, that's all I wanted to say on here, is that it is very important. At the end of the day, when it's all said and done, you hurt yourself when you just spend time just putting down other people and spreading negativity. There are so many other things that we could be doing as people and vibrating higher and operating in love and being genuine and spreading, you know, positive vibes and being a light in the world. It's already enough darkness as it is, like, outside of our personal issues. There's so much stuff going on in the world. Don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the solution. Don't be a part of the problem. Be a part of the solution. And I'm going to end it on that note. I hope y'all enjoy the rest of your night. I probably will be coming back tomorrow night with another interesting topic, and I hope everybody's enjoying their summer. All right, this is Tony Lowe Speaks. Peace.